This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me about the golden handcuffs. What is that for high-paid professionals?
Well, here's the problem with high-paid professionals as I see it, and is that we, you know, when I was broke, you know, a resident making 50 grand a year in San Francisco, and again, that was, you know, that was really hard to get by there. I always thought, gosh, if I could make $100,000 a year, it must be so easy, right?
Right.
The problem is that once you start making more money, just like a business, your overhead goes up.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, so now you're not a resident anymore, or now say you had a law school, or now your business is all of a sudden, you know, you get a lot of business owners are starting to do really well, and those, you know, those businesses are starting to put money out, and all of a sudden you're thinking, well, geez, maybe I should buy a nice house in a nice neighborhood, right?
Right.
And now that overhead goes up, and then, well, maybe I should get a car I want. So the point is, before you know it, people end up becoming, you know, they end up putting themselves in golden handcuffs. In other words, I don't call it the rat race for people who make a lot of money, because, you know, it sounds, you know, golden handcuffs is, in my view, a sort of a better description of that.
Right.
It's like you are living this life of, you know, nice cars and nice houses and nice things, but if you stop working tomorrow, it all come crashing down on you within a month or two. So that's golden handcuffs.
Okay. So give us some more. Tell me about wealthformula.com. Where do you come in where you can help guide myself, our listeners who may be novices to your type of investing? What's the next step?
Well, I mean, I would encourage people to try the show out. My goal with Wealth Formula Podcast is to create a community of like-minded individuals who are essentially understanding and seeing what Wall Street has done to us. They're saying no to Wall Street, understanding that real assets and real things are what create and maintain wealth over generations, and who believe in cash flow as a definitive way of predicting how they're going to end up retiring. So we all believe that, and there's a lot of very passionate people in this group. We try to find deals. We try to share, you know, not just deals, but people who are doing interesting things, and really get exposed to these, you know, different ways of investing.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.